It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to Carrington High School and Carrington Gymnasium as tonight we think we've got a good one for you as it's Carrington Girls Basketball on the radio. Tonight, the fourth-ranked Cardinals, 8-1 on the season, come in to take on and host the 6-1 Rugby Panthers. Happy to have you with us this evening from Carrington. We think we've got a good one for you, but I have to warn you, if you are expecting a free-flowing, nice, pretty offensive basketball game, we are up in New Rockford on Thursday, so you might want to come back then. We don't expect that tonight. This is two of the best defensive teams in North Dakota as Carrington comes in, as we mentioned, 8-1 on the year. They outscored their opponents by a average of 56-39. Rugby takes that to an extreme defensively. They come in 6-1. They only average 47.5 points per game, but they give up a measly 31 points per game. That is the best number in the state of North Dakota in Class A basketball. So these two teams have a lot more than defense in common. Look at the games that they played against Hazen. You notice something? Yeah, the final score was the exact same in both games, 48-24. Look at another game. In fact, look at both teams' loss. Who did it come to? Devil's Lake. What's the similarity you see there? The Firebirds scored season high against Rugby 63. Firebirds scored 62 on Carrington. These two teams may very well be very, very evenly matched. As we come into this one, Carrington ranked fourth in the state after that 45-34 win on Friday night over Hillsborough Central Valley. Look, that was a frustrating game for about 27 minutes. And then Carrington turned it on in the final five on an 11-0 game-ending run to win 45-34. That gave the Cardinals their second four-game winning streak of this season. They'll try and have their first five-gamer with a win here tonight. We'll come back, and when we do, we'll take a look at what else is going on in the state of North Dakota tonight, and we'll do that when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Rob Kuhneman of Fargo, a current Big Ten, Summit League, and Mid-American Conference basketball official. Why officiate? Almost every referee will tell you it keeps them involved in the game, and they know a lot more about it. If you're a high school athlete or just out of school and want to stay in the game, call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activities Association at 701-845-3953. It's that easy.
A message from the NDHSAA and this radio station.
I'm Darina Bondarenko, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals and Rugby Panthers coming up from Carrington. One note for the Cardinals, they will be without the services of Mara Coots for this one. She rolled her ankle on Friday, and when I say she rolled her ankle, that's exactly what happened. I was talking to her before the sub-varsity game. It looked scary on Friday. We thought a player had fallen on her leg. She said, nope, I went for a layup and rolled my own ankle. The good news for Mara is she thinks she's probably good to go next Tuesday when Carrington gets back into Region 2 play against Four Winds, Minnewaukan. Speaking of other games, here's a look at things tonight as the Thompson Tommies are at Grafton. That is, of course, a region game. Hillsboro Central Valley is at Larimore tonight. And also a couple of future opponents for Carrington. Park River is at 7th ranked in Class B now, Mayport CG. While also South Prairie Max, the number one team in the state, is on the road at our Redeemers. The new polls saw South Prairie Max ranked first. Then it was Devil's Lake. Then Valley City. By the way, Devil's Lake needed a basket with 3 seconds left to beat the Highliners on Friday night in Valley City. So Valley City third, Carrington fourth, Central Cass fifth, with DeLacs Burlington and DeLacs Burlington and Thompson receiving votes in the Class A poll. Carrington will be back in action Friday night here at home, taking on the Lisbon Broncos, and we will have that as part of a two-city doubleheader on a split doubleheader on Friday, as we'll have the boys game in the Jamestown Civic Center against Napoleon Gackle Streeter that afternoon. Our next Carrington broadcast comes Thursday night, though, as the Carrington boys are at New Rockford Cheyenne, 7:15 airtime right here on the Cardinal and on YouTube. Andy Broughton is the head coach of the Cardinals, and when we come back, we will sit down and get his pregame thoughts as Carrington gets ready to take on rugby. We also still have the Bassett Motors starting lineups, and soon enough, the opening tip. It is Carrington, and it is the Rugby Panthers coming up in just a little while from here in Carrington. Andy Broughton's pregame thoughts are next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Carrington Sports. sports fans. Want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercoNews.com.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
In Carrington, it's non-region play. The Cardinals and the Rugby Panthers coming up. We're joined by Carrington head coach Andy Broaden. And coach, I mean, here's a good program coming in here that's been good for a long time. Statistically, pretty similar teams. Could be a fun night.
Yeah, we're going to have to do the job. Handle the ball, put some pressure on them. And really the key, I think, is if we handle ourselves on the boards. If we do that, shoot better than we did last week, we'll be in fine shape.
You look at that game Friday night, all the things that didn't go right in terms of the ball going in the basket. That would frustrate a lot of teams, and it would impact them at the other end of the floor. It didn't really frustrate your girls, another sign of the maturity.
Yeah, you know, if the ball doesn't go in the hole, there's a lot of other ways you can affect a basketball game. So there's a coaching thing that we've used for years. Do other things, okay? Set a good screen. Rebound the ball, okay? Cause a turnover. Harass the offense. You know, go get some more rebounds. There's a number of ways you can affect the team without, you know, shooting the ball.
Isabel, last couple games, starting to get a little more confident in her shot. We know what she brings to the other end of the court, but good to see her getting some offense in as well.
Absolutely. You know, teams are going to scout her out and say, oh, she's a passer, but you know, she's got to put it up too, and she will. We have all the confidence in her. And tonight we're going to have to handle the ball, and Isabel and the rest of the seniors and underclassmen are going to have to do a good job of just making sure we take care of the boards, because with their length, we're going to really have to adjust, do the job on the boards.
The numbers I made a reference to at the beginning of the interview, very similar defensively. Neither team gives up over 36 points per game. Gave up pretty much the exact same amount of points to Devils Lake. You had the same score, exact same score against Hazen. Do they a lot of the same things that you do defensively, or how are the two different?
They're a little bit longer and they'll pack it in a little bit more. We maybe pressure a little bit more on the full court. We're a little more quicker on a little more depth than maybe in the guard position, but they have a lot of depth in the forward center positions. And so defensively, maybe we have a little different style, but you know, good defense is good defense.
Certainly is. Now, you had Mara get injured on Friday night. Hopefully she's going to be okay. But for you as a coach, how does that mess with sort of the rotations? And you guys play a lot of kids as it is.
There you go. And Bryn's going to get a start tonight, and we'll go from there and rotate our other kids in. And they kind of know their jobs, and they know that those jobs are kind of adjusted on the fly a little bit too. They go, coaches make decisions, and we look at matchups and, you know, and who's got their game going a little bit more, and we go with the hot hand sometimes.
And I know for the players, for you guys as coaches, routine is very important. Girls have had a full day of school. The students are all going to be here. It's more of a normal feel than perhaps during the holidays.
Yeah, but you play basketball. You'll play on Saturdays, you play on Monday nights. So, you know, routine is important to the athlete, but you got to adjust to the unexpected too. And like we were talking the other night about staying calm in the middle of the storm. And the more the storm gets you, the calmer you got to get.
Good
good luck out there tonight. Have some fun, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Thanks, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, joining us in pregame. We will have the Bassett Motors starting lineup in the opening tip when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future. Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
I'm Isabel Wendell, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals and Rugby Panthers coming up here in Carrington. It's time now for the Bassett Motors starting lineups. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visitors, the Rugby Panthers. They line it up this way. A 5'8 guard, Elise Fonstock, gets a start. Also a 5'7 junior guard, Sarah Schmaltz. The third guard is 5'7 eighth grader Avery Santger. At one forward, a 5'11 junior, Allie Blessum. And at the other forward, a 6'1 senior, Katie Sullivan, for head coach Jen Brossert, who has been their head coach and has done a wonderful job for so long. Jeremy Johnston, Angel Hager, and Mike Santer are her assistants. The starting lineup for Andy Broughton and the Carrington Cardinals. It does look a little different tonight. They will start at a guard, a 5'6 senior, Bryn Smith. At another guard, a 5'8 freshman, Mara Johnson. The third guard is 5'7 senior, Isabel Wendell. At one forward, a 5'9 senior, Cadence Van Ray. And at the other forward, a 5'9 senior, Eden Hornet, for head coach Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. Carrington wears white with Cardinal red numbers and letters outlined in black. They will move from right to left. Rugby in all black with white numbers and orange outline, orange trim. They will move from left to right across your radio dial or internet stream. We're happy to have you with us tonight, whether it's locally on FM 100.1 AM 1600 The Cardinal, on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. We really do think that we're in for a very good basketball game. We're just not at all convinced it will be high scoring. In fact, we're pretty convinced that it won't be high scoring. Carrington trying to get to 9-1 on the season, as the Cardinals have had now two separate four-game winning streaks. They won their first four, lost a game to Devil's Lake. They've now won four in a row. They are 8-1 on the year. Of course, you have to go back to the 22-23 season to have a better start to a campaign. And in that one, they started 10-0. Before a loss to Central Cass. Carrington will have Cadence Van Ray jumping center against the big 6'1 forward, Katie Sullivan. It is controlled by Carrington, and here we go. Eden Hornet, right side, wide open three. Wendell off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound, put back for Mara Johnson, and Carrington opens the scoring. 2-0 on the bank forward scoreboard. Down the right side is Van Stock getting inside, rolling it off the rim. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray. Here comes Carrington from right to left. Van Ray into the center of the floor. Gives it to Mara Johnson. Johnson dribbles with the right hand, goes right side through the hands of Isabel Wendell. A turnover with 7:23 to play in the first quarter. Bank forward scoreboard reads 2-0 Carrington. Now against this ball pressure, Van Stock brings it against Wendell. Elise down the right side, good defense by Wendell. Goes right side, Santger, the eighth grader, gets a screen, goes into the corner. Driving on the baseline, wraparound feed, extra pass up top. It's Santger guarded by the freshman Mara Johnson in this 1v1 with 10 to shoot. At the head of the key, Panthers have it with Santger, who backs her way in, throws up a shot. It's too strong. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Here comes Carrington leading by two. Hornet down the right side, goes all the way to the 10 and gets stuffed by, it looked like, Blessum. Rebounded by Rugby and by Sullivan. And at the other end, the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rugby Panthers. A minute 25 into the contest. It's 2-0. Cardinals on the bank forward scoreboard. Basket cut not available, so instead a right wing three goes for Allie Blessum. It's a two, and Rugby has tied it. Blessum's first basket. And a foul is called on the near side. And the first foul of the ball game is charged to Avery Santger, her first. Eden Hornet off the inbounds pass on the left wing. Tries to work her way into the post. Spins, fires, partially blocked, and off the side of the backboard. It will go to Rugby in a tie game. Two all. And an inbounds pass tapped, a self-tap by Bonestock on the left side. Here's a three that's short, an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Carrington will have it in a tie game. 2-2. We've played just over 2 minutes on the bank forward first quarter scoreboard. Here's Isabel Wendell dribbling with the left hand, now with the right. Leaves for Mara Johnson. Eden Hornets at 24 feet for three. Wide left, and the rebound out of bounds back to the Rugby Panthers. 2-2 early. Anyone surprised? Eh, probably not. This is going to be a defense-first kind of basketball game, we think. Down the left side, Santger, guarded by Mara Johnson, gets inside and finishes. And Santger gives Rugby their first lead. It's a 4-2 Panther advantage. Into the post, Van Ray, kick out. Mara Johnson for three. Off the front of the rim, backboard. And it goes out of bounds, and it'll stay at the, no, it'll go to Rugby, I beg your pardon. Rugby with the basketball, 5:21 to play in the first. And the Panthers lead 4-2. Off the inbounds pass, here is Fonestock. Around to the right, now sent back up top for the eighth grader, Santger. On the right side, Schmaltz. Left side, Santger. Once Schmaltz, it's not available, so instead she finds Blessum. Right side, here's Katie Sullivan. Six to shoot, a basket cut and a layup. And just that quickly, Feinstock is on the board. It's a six-point run for Rugby. They lead 6-2 with 4:40 and counting in the first quarter on the bank forward scoreboard. At the head of the key, Van Ray traveled. a turnover, and that gets Kennedy Pasternak into the game, as it does Lacey DePlazis, a 5'10 senior who is still coming back off injury for rugby. She had a stress fracture that she was dealing with early in the season. Panthers with the basketball, leading 6-2. Bonestock drives left and has her pass deflect out of bounds. No, apparently it did not deflect. It'll go to Carrington with 4:20 to play in the first. And the Cardinals down by four. Isabel Wendell dribbles with the left hand, now with the right. Goes right side, finds Eden Hornet, who's left alone for three. A little long, offensive rebound. Mara Johnson, she's blocked. It falls to Hornet to try again. Eden spins left, gets down the lane and gets fouled, and Eden will shoot two. The senior has a pair of free throws coming on the first foul by Sarah Schmaltz. The first one goes down. Now, in the last two games, you talk about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I don't know which one is good, which one is bad, but we've seen both from Carrington. Second free throw does not go. Offensive rebound, kick out. Mara Johnson for the tie, long. Rebound loose and taken in by DePlazis. What do I mean by that? Well, against Dickinson Trinity, they were 12 of 12 on free throws. Against Hillsborough Central Valley, 5 for 21. Straight away, bless him, goes right side for Schmaltz into the corner. Driving in, DePlazis, lefty banker, doesn't go. Rebound, held ball. And on the alternating possession, Carrington keeps it. Eden Hornet checks out for Cadence Van Ray. Also, Harper Coleman into the game for the first time for Carrington. The sophomore, the inbounds pass is deflected, stays with rugby. I misspoke a moment ago, rugby had the arrow. Driving in and losing the basketball off of Kennedy Pasternak was Fonstock, so it stays at this end with the Panthers up 6-3. A deep inbounds, 3:20 to go first quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Driving in and leaving it for Fonstock. 12 to shoot, still plenty of time. On the left side, it's Santcher. Down low, going up and missing too strong was DePlazis. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray. Carrington has only hit one field goal. It came from Mara Johnson on an offensive rebound. Johnson has it left wing, starts a drive, shuffles it off to Harper Coleman, who thought about a three, did not take it. Back up top for Mara Johnson against this 1v1 defense. It's Isabel Wendell, right wing. Looks for the basket cut, not available. So instead, a handoff to Van Ray to get inside. She got blocked from behind. Rebound Panthers. Here they come with numbers the other way, but Isabel Wendell with a behind-the-back steal, tapping it to Pasternak. What a play. Harper Coleman, wraparound feed. It comes back to Harper, and she is then tied up. Well, pretty much this has been the first quarter we thought it would be. Bryn Smith and Eden Hornet back in for Mara Johnson and for Isabel Wendell. They join Pasternak, Harper Coleman, and and Cadence Van Ray. A deep inbounds comes to Van Ray. She thinks about a three. Instead, left side for Bryn Smith. The senior drives right, leaves for Harper Coleman to fire a triple. Short. Rebound deflects and is taken in by Van Ray. Wraparound feed. Hornet lays it in. Carrington gets it within one on the put back off the offensive rebound. Both field goals off O boards and a foul at the other end with 2:03 to play in the quarter. First Carrington foul is on Britton Smith. Rugby to trigger the baseline inbound. They had a hard time getting the ball in, and now it's loose and floated up wide left. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Hornet throws it ahead. Oh, she wanted Van Ray. It got picked off. Fonstock gets inside and gets fouled. And she will shoot two. And the foul is called on Kennedy Pasternak, her first. So two free throws for Rugby. The first one rattles home. 7-5 Panthers. 1:52 to play in the opening quarter. Second one, also good. So she knocks down a pair, makes it 8-5. She's got four. And back in comes Isabel Wendell for Rugby. Cardinals trail by three. Wendell against the ball pressure down the right side. Leaves for Van Ray around a screen. Gets into the lane. Kick out. Coleman left wing to Bryn Smith. Up top for Eden Hornet and right side. Wendell ball fakes once. Gets a screen. Wendell gets to the elbow. Drives left. Wraparound feed. Layup Van Ray. That's beautiful offense. Cadence Van Ray's first basket makes it 8-7. And then Isabel Wendell almost. And she did get the steal. They call it out of bounds off Bonstock, and Carrington has it back. So the Cardinals have it, down by a point, 1:23 to go in the quarter, and a three by Hornet hits the front of the rim twice, but doesn't fall. It's taken in by De Plazas, and the other way, it's Bonstock all the way, lays it up and in. Boy, she's fast, and it's 10-7. She's got six of the 10. The other way, Bryn Smith, a three for the tie. A little long. Backside rebound, Rugby. And De Plazas again, under a minute to play first quarter. 10-7 Panthers on the left side. A bump but no call. Sanger to the head of the key. Drives in all the way and is called for steps. Yeah. She was a little out of control off the second bounce. And so it'll go back to Carrington, who bring back Mara Johnson, and so the Panthers bring back Sarah Schmaltz. And that changes the assignments ever so slightly for Rugby, who lead 10-7, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Carrington with a 15-second difference in the shot and the game clock. Isabel Wendell, they show trap but don't come with it. She'll drive right. Bryn Smith, a corner three, yes! Game tied at 10 as Bryn Smith buries the triple. We're tied for the second time. And now, pretty much, Rugby can hold for the final shot if they want to. But they turn it over instead. Eden Hornet takes it in for Carrington, who can perhaps hold for one. On the left side, Van Ray lays it up and in. And a foul. A chance at three for Van Ray. And Carrington have the lead again. The foul is the first on Lacey De Plazas. Van Ray trying to complete the three-point play. Can't do it. Rebound, Eden Hornet. And now Carrington can hold for the final shot of our first quarter. Dribbling right. It's Hornet now with four, with three. Mara Johnson with two, with one. Kick out, a three at the buzzer for Wendell. As long as that is how the first quarter comes to a close. With the score, Carrington 12, Rugby 10, and Cardinal basketball will continue in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
I'm Coach Mara Nelson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Well, there's not a whole lot of surprises here at the end of the first quarter. Carrington leading 12-10. after one. It's been tight. It's been tense. It's been pretty much what we thought it would be. And Cardinal basketball all season long brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. Rugby has the basketball to start the second half, or the second quarter, I should say. At the head of the key, it's Sullivan. Goes right side for Fonstock. Sullivan has it at the head of the key. He goes left wing. It's Blessum. Up top, driving right, is Santer. An open jumper is short. The rebound deflects and is taken in by Sullivan, who goes back up short, taken in by Van Ray. And here she comes the other way. Cadence Van Ray. Right side, Bryn Smith from 14, knocks it in. Bryn Smith with five, and Carrington have their biggest lead. It's 14-10. Against the press, they break it, and down low, Sullivan, one dribble, layup goes in, and it's 14-12. That's a good press break. Sullivan gets her first points of the game, and Carrington's lead is 14-12. Isabel Wendell, a minute into the second, goes right side, Mara Johnson. Up top, Bryn Smith. Wendell into the corner, Hornet. Dribbles right. Hornet gets to the elbow, fires a little long. Rebound. Mara Johnson gets tied up. And on the alternating possession, it stays right where it's at with Carrington. A reset of the shot clock to 35. Off the inbound, it's Eden Hornet. Right side, Bryn Smith. Thought about a three, did not take it. Instead, looks and finds at the head of the key Isabel Wendell. Right wing, Mara Johnson thinks about a three, drives left, tries to kick it to the corner. It's picked off and then stolen right back. Eden Hornet, extra pass, Mara Johnson from 12, hits. Mara's got four, Carrington's lead is four, 16-12. Bonstock, left wing, driving in is Schmaltz. She'll leave it for the open jumper wide right for Sancher, and the rebound out of bounds, it'll go to Carrington. 6:02 to play, first half. Back in comes Kennedy Pasternak. Off the inbound, it's Isabel Wendell. Across the 10-second line where the big Cardinal logo sits. Wendell dribbles left, continues a drive, goes to the left wing corner for Hornet. Now Van Ray fires a three, a little long off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Sullivan, and here comes Rugby. At the other end, it's Sanger thinking about it, not taking it, and has it taken out of her hands by Mara Johnson. Here comes the freshman the other way to put it up. No, but get fouled by the eighth grader Sanger, who picks up her second. Carrington basketball all season long brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. The free throw for Mara Johnson, front of the rim, backboard, and in. It's 17-12. This is the biggest lead that Carrington has enjoyed. And Mara has five, matching Bryn Smith for club high honors. Harper Coleman back in, and in for the first time, Aniston Hornet. Both free throws are good. It's 18-12. At the other end, driving left is DePlazis. Leaves for Blessum, who travels. A turnover, Rugby, and Eden Hornet's back in for Mara Johnson. Again, if you're just joining us, Carrington without Mara Coots tonight and most certainly Friday night against Lisbon through a rolled ankle. She thinks she will play next Tuesday against Four Winds Minnewaukan. Here's Aniston Hornet giving to Harper Coleman. Ball fakes once and gives to Isabel Wendell. Wendell pulls it back out, 12 to shoot. Harper Coleman left side. Ball fakes once and finds Aniston Hornet. Wendell, right side, dribbles left, gets left side. A three for Harper Coleman, short off the rim and taken in by Blessum. 440 and counting. First half, 18-12, Carrington. At the head of the key, it's Blessum against Mara Johnson. Up top for Sullivan. Right side, it's with Schmaltz. And now straightaway three, wide left, rebound to Harper Coleman. Carrington have it, leading by six. Here's Isabel Wendell. They break the press, wide open. Eden Hornet from 12, can't get the friendly roll. Rebound, Rugby, loose basketball, taken out of there by Pasternak. Now on the left side, it's Harper Coleman. Gives to Hornet, back for Harper. Left wing, Isabel Wendell. Halfway through the second quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard, and Aniston Hornet, three, bottom. Aniston Hornet with a triple, and Carrington has a 9-point lead, 21-12. Timeout Rugby, a Dakota Central timeout. We will take it as well. Cardinals by nine, and Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
I'm Eden Hornet, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Cardinals leading by nine, and so Jen Brossert takes a Dakota Central timeout. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. Cardinals have outscored Rugby 9-2 in this quarter, and it's a big reason why they lead by nine. Panthers with the basketball out of the break. And for the first time, they bring in Hallie Hawk into the lineup. Hawk, 5'8", sophomore. She's got a big brace on her left knee. Bonstock against Mara Johnson goes right side for Schmaltz. Schmaltz up top, driving left is De Plaza. She's cut off. So a floater from the right side is left short by Bonstock. Rebound Carrington. Here they come, leading by nine. Keep in mind, Rugby gives up 31 points a game. Carrington already at 21. Left side, Eden Hornet. Dribbling right and giving to Mara Johnson. Crosses over, gets downhill, gets blocked, and she's on the sideline when she catches the rebound. Bryn Smith and Cadence Van Ray check in. They'll go with Mara Nelson, Aniston Hornet, and Eden Hornet. In a 21-12 first half on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Here's Hallie Hawk. Right side, holding De Plazis against Eden Hornet. Goes up top for Fonstock, who drives left. Leaves it for a three by Hawk that's short, and it's rebounded on a deflection by Cadence Van Ray. Here comes Eden Hornet all the way down the court. Eden Hornet gets blocked. And the ball is taken in by Rugby. And now down this near side, they've got numbers if they hurry. Hawk down the middle has her pass picked off by Bryn Smith, who then travels. So it goes back to Rugby, and Isabel Wendell comes back in with the Cardinals up nine. Carrington has been very, very good defensively. What else is new in this first half? The pass intended for Fonstock picked off by Isabel Wendell. Here she comes the other way. Finds Bryn Smith. Takes two dribbles to Wendell. Around a screen. Kick out. Mara Johnson left alone for three. Bang! Mara hits the three, and Carrington have a 24-12 lead over Rugby. On the left side, De Plazas, a three. Wide right, rebounded by nobody, and the held ball, it'll stay with Rugby. Coming up at halftime, we'll have stats and we'll preview the rest of the very busy week on KDAK the Cardinal, because it is a busy week. Off the inbound, a one dribble into a pass by Sanger into the mid post. Houck back out to Sanger. The eighth grader gets inside and finishes with the right hand. She's got four, and the lead is 24-14, Carrington. Cardinals with it. Final 90 seconds. Van Ray wraparound feed, but Bryn Smith caught it on the baseline. A turnover that gives it back to the Rugby Panthers, trailing by 10 at 24-14. They throw the ball in short, and Isabel Wendell takes it away. Finds Mara Johnson to go in and get fouled by Allie Blossom, her first, and Mara shoots two. That was such good defense on the entry pass by Isabel Wendell. Really well done. So the freshman Mara Johnson has a pair. Takes a few dribbles, fires, and misses long. Carrington basketball season brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Second free throw goes down. Cardinals by 11. And 10 for Mara Johnson in the half. 25-14. Final 65 seconds of the half. On the left side, driving in is Houck. She lays it in and draws the foul on Bryn Smith. Chance at a three-point play as Bryn gets her second. 25-16. And Harper Coleman will have to come in for Bryn. That's exactly what happens. 103 to play in the half. 25-16, Carrington over Rugby. And the free throw goes down. Three-point play converted by Houck. Carrington up 8, 25-17. On the right side, Mara Johnson around a screen. Gives to the mid-post. Van Ray, double is shown, but not really. Here's Harper Coleman. Left side, Wendell gives to Eden Hornet. Eden spins, once Wendell wasn't there, now 10 to shoot. Wendell, skip it, right side. Here's Mara Johnson driving left into the lane, finds Wendell who has to pop from the elbow, rolls it home. Isabel Wendell with the jumper, her first points of the game, 27-17 Cardinals. And at the other end, a missed shot. Carrington can hold for one now. They should take a double-digit lead to the locker room. We'll see. Mara Johnson on the left side with eight. Mara drives right, stops, pops, can't drop. Rebound Rugby with three. Stolen away, given down low to Harper Coleman, who lays it in at the buzzer. Harper Coleman off the turnover, gets the layup, and that's how the first half will come to a close with the score. The Carrington Cardinals 29, the Rugby Panthers 17, and we'll have our halftime report when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks! Headlocks!
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
I'm Andy Broughton, head coach of the Carrington Cardinals, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Well, we're pretty sure the Cardinaires are about to perform. Hey, there's the music. There we go in Carrington Gymnasium. As at halftime, the Carrington Cardinals hold a 29-17 lead over the Rugby Panthers. Welcome inside our halftime report. BJ Walters with you. Let's give you the statistical recap of a very good defensive half for the Carrington Cardinals. They got a game-high 10 from Mara Johnson, and then great balance. Already seven players have scored. 5 points from Bryn Smith, four from Cadence Van Ray, three each from Aniston Hornet and Eden Hornet, and then two each from Isabel Wendell and Harper Coleman. For rugby, they got six from Elise Fonstock, four from Avery Santger, three from Hallie Houck, and then two each from Katie Sullivan and Allie Blessum. The game was tied twice. There were two lead changes. Rugby gave up the first basket and scored the next 6 points for their biggest lead at 6-2. Carrington's biggest lead is matched right now at 29-17. It's the second time they've had a 12-point lead. They also led 24-12. And in this battle of one-loss teams, Carrington 29 and Rugby 17, and we will take a look at what's to come on this very busy week for Carrington. We will do that in just a moment when Cardinal Basketball continues after this.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the Parks Department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Back in Carrington as the Cardinals lead 29-17. Over the Rugby Panthers, trying to get to 9-1 on the year. And with what is coming up on Friday, we'll get to it in a second, you would virtually guarantee they will be 10-1 a week from tomorrow, or a week from tonight, I should say, when they go to 4 wins, Minnewaukan. All right, let's tell you about what is coming up in Carrington Sports right here on KDAK, the Cardinal, and it starts Thursday night. It will also be on the YouTube page as Carrington take on the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets, fifth-ranked undefeated basketball team they've got over there in Class B, just north of us in New Rockford. A lot of those familiar names from the state championship football team are playing basketball, so no great surprise that they're having a successful year. We'll be with you at 7:15 that evening. Then on Friday afternoon at 1:15, we'll be with you from the Jamestown Civic Center. The 2025 Stutzman County Shootout sees the Carrington boys take on Napoleon Gackel Streeter from Class B. We'll be with you at 1:15 for that. Then we will also have that one on YouTube. And then what we'll do is we'll get in the car, drive back up here to Carrington, and bring you that Carrington girls game against Lisbon at 6:45. Then on Saturday, Dennis Freeman will have coverage of the Carrington boys wrestlers at the Central Cass Tournament. That begins at 10 a.m. That's a look at what's coming up on KDAK, the Cardinal. What's coming up in the more immediate future is the second half after we tell you that tonight, already in the region, Thompson has defeated Grafton 69-32. Not a great surprise there. Carrington by 12 at the break. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals by a dozen as we get ready for the second half. They'll have the opening possession of the third quarter, leading 29-17. By the way, we mentioned Carrington will be hosting Lisbon on Friday night. So far, Lisbon, they have played a lot of region games. I mean, a lot of region games. They're already 0-5 in their region. They're 2-7 overall. First-year head coach, after Coach Sweet gave up the leadership position of that program. And they're in a very difficult region to contend in. That's a region with Central Cass, who's still undefeated, Valley City, Kindred, Northern Cass, Wahpeton. I mean, just a lot of quality basketball in that region. We're underway, second half, Eden Hornet straight away to Bryn Smith. Up top, Mara Nelson, she's a coach. Mara Johnson gets inside and lays it in. She knows who she is. She's got 12. It's 31-17 Cardinals, their largest lead of the game. At the other end, Santer hands it off to Fonstock. Kick out. A three is long and taken in by Hornet. The three was taken by Schmaltz. At the other end, nobody gets back there, and Bryn Smith lays it in. Carrington by 16. Bryn Smith with seven. And a steal. Mara Johnson double dribbled. Oh, man. And you can hear Coach Brosser getting after her team in the background, because that was a pretty lackadaisical inbounds play that they ran, and they ended up turning the ball over. Now it's deflected. Nearly another turnover. Down the right side, it's Sancher getting down the lane and getting fouled by Mara Johnson. That's her first. Off the inbound. They look for the left wing three with Sancher. It's not there. She gets in the lane and travels. 6:52 to go. Third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard says Cardinals 33, Rugby 17. Already now, Carrington has scored more points than Rugby gives up per game. They give up 31.1. Carrington already at 33. On the right side, Bryn Smith. Head of the key, it's Van Ray driving right, gets downhill and gets blocked. It was blocked by Sullivan, who gives it up to Fonstock. Fonstock the other way to a wide open teammate for the layup, and a quick timeout is called as Schmaltz lays it in for her first basket. We'll take the timeout as well. 6:24 to go. Third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard informs us it's 33-19, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
This is Zach Folsen, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Too much emphasis today is placed on the wrong definition of a winner. The correct definition is one who does the very best he or she can in practice and at contests while treating those around them with respect. You may not win every contest, but if you tried your best, you are a winner. Let's not take shortcuts to winning. Let's not make our students feel badly about doing their best. Support high school activities and the true definition of a winner. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
I'm Mara Johnson, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals with a 14-point lead, and that Dakota Central timeout called by Rugby, their second of the night. Mara Johnson has the basketball out of the timeout, gives to Eden Hornet. On the right side, Isabel Wendell. Ball fakes, finds a wide-open Van Ray. Left wing, Mara Johnson around a screen from Van Ray. Has it taken out of her hands by Fonstock. At the other end, Fonstock thought about it instead. Straight away, here's a triple that's long and taken in by, oh my goodness, is that an own goal? That might be an own goal. We'll give it to Sullivan, but Van Ray may have scored at the wrong end. It's 33-21. As a big fan of soccer, I can appreciate that. Van Ray around the screen, leaves for Wendell. It's a give and go, and Van Ray's missed the first one. The second one is blocked, but she is fouled by Katie Sullivan. So Cadence to the free throw line. The only reason why I think it was an own goal at the other end is Cadence's reaction. She had that look of, oh, no, what happened across her face. The free throw is long. Carrington 4 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. We'll have another. It's on the way, and it's long. Rebound taken in by Rugby. And here they come the other way. trailing by 12. The lead got as much as 16 at 33-17. It's now 33-21. Up top, Sullivan has to go back and chase it near the timeline. Gives to Fon Stock. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. 12-point Carrington lead on the bank forward scoreboard. On the right side, a left-handed drive, spinning right was Santger. She gets it back with three to shoot. Santger won't get a shot away. It's not a shot clock violation. They let the play continue. And now they're going to stop it for an injured player at the other end. And that is Santger. She got tangled up, it looked like, with Mara Johnson late in the shot clock and tried to throw it sort of, well, she knew the shot clock was running out. She was trying to throw a shot up, but it didn't get too close to the rim. So while we have this break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from the Central City, this is Carrington Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
BJ Walters back with you in Carrington. The Cardinals leading. Let's see what else we can get you in terms of final score. Wow. Final score in girls basketball. Credit to the Jamestown Blue Jays going up against the best team in the state at any level, Minot, tonight. They lose 59-40. Harper Coleman gets inside. Can't finish. Kennedy Pasternak has checked in. Here comes rugby off the rebound, down by 12. Bonstock holds. Goes right side. Sullivan. Then she gets it back. I mean, that's a Minot team that consistently puts up 90 and held to 59 tonight. And a travel is called on Blessing. So a good job for the Blue Jay girls. Also, DeLax Burlington has beaten Newtown 63-57 tonight. DeLax Burlington, a team garnering votes in the Class A poll. Mara Johnson dribbles right. Goes left side to Isabel Wendell. Looks for the basket cut. It's Pasternak, who misses the layup short. Gets her own miss. Finds Mara Johnson, drives left into the lane. Kick out. Harper Coleman finds Isabel Wendell. A second crack at the whip for Carrington. Here's Coleman faking the three, getting to the elbow. Instead finds Wendell, 20 to shoot. Wendell downhill, kick out. Pasternak, triple, little long. Rebound, Isabel Wendell. And a third crack at the whip for Carrington. Driving on the baseline is Van Ray, and she's blocked. Rebound and stepping out of bounds was Houck. A turnover. One further thought on Minot basketball. Their girls and boys teams are the number one team in Class 2A. The Minot State men are undefeated this season. Off the inbound, Hornet finds a cutting Pasternak, who stops, then goes back to Eden in the post, who fakes left, goes right, and lays it home. Eden Hornet with five, Carrington by a couple of touchdowns, 35-21. Houck down the right side for Blessem, and she traveled. 3:12 to play in the third, Cardinals by 14. Aniston Hornet back in for Carrington. And Katie Sullivan comes back in for rugby. Cardinals have this 14-point lead. They have led by double digits most of the second half. Dribbling left, Wendell gives to Aniston Hornet. Right side, Pasternak. Up top for Eden Hornet to fire a triple. Splash! Eden Hornet a three. Carrington have their biggest lead. And Hornet has eight. 38-21, Carrington. My word. Very impressive. Driving left is Houck. She is fouled, and she'll shoot two. And the foul is called on maybe Isabel Wendell. Yep, her first. Houck shoots two. She nailed her only free throw of the first half. Down by 17, she needs these. Her first one is right down the middle. 38-22. And back in Bryn Smith, back in Mara Johnson for Pasternak and Wendell. Carrington by 16. Houck splits the pair. Rebound, Mara Johnson. 38-22, Carrington. Straight away, Eden Hornet. Back for Mara Johnson. Dribbles with the left hand around a high ball screen. Finds Aniston Hornet, right side Bryn Smith. She pops a triple, a little long. All the way on the weak side was Eden Hornet. Finds her little sister, and Aniston floats it home. She's got 5, 40-22, Carrington. At the other end, a foul on the floor. And it's on for Carrington. Mara Johnson, her second. Cardinals lead 40-22, the game high margin. Houck to trigger the inbound. She does short, it deflects, but then does find DePlazis. Up top, it's with Fonstock. She'll dribble with the right hand. DePlazis, right side against Eden Hornet. Dribbles to the elbow, drives in, kicks out, right side, it's Sullivan. Bounces one in, gets it back. Sullivan from 16 is long. Rebound and the putback all in one motion for Sarah Schmaltz. And it's 40-24. Mara Johnson around the screen. Drives left. Kicks to the corner for Bryn Smith. Up top, an Eden Hornet triple is good. Eden with her second three of the quarter. She's got 11 in the game. It's 43-24. And at the other end, a missed layup for Fonstock. Rebound, kick out, Houck from 17. Air ball, Van Ray takes it in. 110 and counting in the third. Carrington's lead is 19. Aniston Hornet in the post, fires a little long, and the weak side rebound is Houck's. Under a minute to play in the third. Getting all the way down the court, DePlazis lays it up, missed it short, rebound Mara Johnson. Johnson down the right side of the floor as Carrington slows the pace a bit. Mara around an Eden Hornet screen, gives to Aniston Hornet. Right wing, Van Ray. Ball fakes, gives to Eden up top. To Aniston, who floats from 9, misses, got her own miss, and traveled. And so it'll go to rugby as Isabel Wendell returns, as does Allie Blessel for rugby. Also, Kennedy Pasternak, just to give Mara Johnson a bit more of a breather, 32 seconds left in the quarter. In theory, rugby can hold for one. We'll see if they do. Bonstock, left side, Houck. Up top, gets it back, does Fonstock on the right. To the head of the key, Schmaltz, left wing, thinking about it, is Blessem. Instead, to the post for the turnaround banker that goes in for Sullivan. She's got 6, and the three-quarter court heave is short, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. But the Cardinals have stretched the lead out to 17 after 3, 43-26, and Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
I'm Sienna Topp, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals with a 43-26 lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Rugby will have the basketball. And it's still the same five that finished the third quarter for Carrington, who won the third 14-9 to extend their lead. Straight away, Blessem tries to drive on Eden Hornet. Picks up her dribble, and Hornet took it out of her hands. Eden the other way down the center of the floor. Lease for Van Ray to go inside, lay it up, in and a foul. A chance for three for Cadence Van Ray. The foul is the third on Avery Sancher. Van Ray a chance at a three-point play and the chance to extend the lead to 20. She does exactly that. Carrington 46, Rugby 26. The biggest lead of the night. Driving in and getting fouled on the floor was Sancher. Carrington by 20. Mara Johnson back in for Cadence Van Ray. So it's Johnson, Pasternak, Aniston Hornet, Eden Hornet, Isabel Wendell. Cards by 20, and off the inbound, a foul is called almost immediately. Free throws upcoming for Allie Blessem. It's the first on Eden Hornet. Blessem shoots two, her first one is good. And it cuts the lead back to 19 at 46-27. Second one, also good. 46-28. Carrington have not trailed since the early stages of this basketball game. Mara Johnson right side, Eden Hornet. To Pasternak, down to Aniston Hornet, who is blocked. And it's taken in by Sarah Schmaltz, who gets fouled as she's coming up the court. 7:11 to go. Carrington 46, Rugby 28 on the bank forward, fourth quarter scoreboard. Coming up in postgame, we'll have stats, we'll recap some scores, and have some interviews. As the Cardinals lead this one by 18, looking for their first five-game winning streak of the season. They've won four in a row for the second time. On the left side, a steal. Mara Johnson the other way. Mara all the way in with the left hand, misses a little strong, and the rebound's out of bounds. It goes to Rugby. Under seven to play. Panthers with it. Carrington still pressing because Rugby can certainly shoot the basketball. They put 57 on Devil's Lake. And Carrington has held them to half that total so far. Really impressive. On the right side, Fonstock. Into the post, knocked away, stolen by Isabel Wendell. Here comes the senior Wendell. Down the center of the floor across the big Cardinal logo. Gets a screen, gives to Harper Coleman, left wing. It's Mara Johnson to the head of the key. Eden Hornet gives to Coleman, right side Wendell. Once the post entry, I'm not sure if that was on, but it works out. Wendell, driving kick. Eden Hornet from 12, hits. Eden, a very good second half. 10 of her 13, and the Cardinal lead is 20 again. On the right side, Houck's jumper skips over the rim. And corralled by Hornet. Here comes Pasternak the other way. Kennedy stops, wraparound feed, deflects to Eden Hornet. Kick out, Mara Johnson fakes a three, drives right, leaves for Pasternak. Her open 14-footer skips off the heel of the rim. Rebound Eden Hornet. Back out to Harper Coleman. And a timeout, a Dakota Central timeout is called by head coach Andy Broughton. We will take it as well. Cardinals rolling. They lead by 20, under six to play, and Carrington basketball continues in just a moment.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
I'm Aniston Hornet, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals by 20, under 6 minutes to play. They have the basketball on the baseline. They want to run an ATO here. And they throw the ball in deep to Eden Hornet. Finds Mara Johnson right side. The freshman drives, stops, pops, and drops from 16. Mara Johnson's got a team-high 14, and Carrington's lead is 50-28. Well, we told you Carrington gives up 39 points per game. That number may be going down a little bit after this one because Rugby has 28 with 5 minutes to go. Here's a jumper that goes. Open mouth insert foot beach. Sarah Schmaltz hits it. She's got all six of hers since the break. 50-30. Isabel Wendell. Left wing, Bryn Smith. Down to Mara Johnson. One dribble. Puts it up. Puts it in. Mara with 16. Cardinals by 22. 52-30 with 4:45 to play. On the right side, Houck. Guarded by Harper Coleman. At the head of the key, they go left wing to Sancher. Into the post, tough pass, stolen by Mara Johnson. The ball deflects out of bounds, and it will go to Carrington. 4:24 to play. Sienna Top comes in for the first time, the only junior on the roster. 5'9", and Aniston Hornet back in. That's what's so impressive about Carrington. They've got this great senior class. They've got this great freshman class. Pretty much next year's team, let's not look too far ahead, but next year's team is pretty much the team for the next 2 years. Bryn Smith on the right goes down to Isabel Wendell. Back out to Bryn Smith. Up top, Sienna Top. Here's Aniston Hornet. Left wing, Harper Coleman. Down towards Bryn Smith. The ball out of bounds off Bryn. A turnover. Rugby will drop to 6-2. Carrington will go to 9-1. Rugby is the game after Carrington for 4 wins Minnewaukan. Carrington will be there on Tuesday, 1 week from tonight. Rugby will be there 1 week from Thursday. Post entry picked off. Bryn Smith has it. Sienna Top across the Cardinal logo with a deep pass that's intercepted by Fonstock. Here come the Panthers the other way. DePlazis goes up top for Marley Sancher. Post entry picked off, this time by Aniston Hornet. The game well in hand now for Carrington. Hornet spins left, now goes right. Aniston down the lane, missed it short. And the rebound is taken out of there by Rugby. And here they come with Marley Sancher, and she lost it out of bounds. I beg your pardon. Before she lost out of bounds, Rugby took a timeout. A Dakota Central timeout will take it as well, with the Cardinals up by 22 on the Bank Forward scoreboard.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Mark Coots, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals by 22, 3 minutes left to play. On the left side, it's Abby Hager into the game. So a basket cutting Houck, who got swatted by Sienna Top. Great defense by the junior. On the left side, Harper Coleman, a sophomore. To Kennedy Pasternak, kick out. Bryn Smith, open triple, a little long. Taken in by Harper Coleman. Smith drives the lane, gets inside, banks it home. Bryn Smith with a tough banker. She's got nine. Carrington by 24. Houck. Basket cut. Foul called on Aniston Hornet. That'll be her first. So baseline inbound for rugby with 2:22 to play. Bryn Smith checks out. Sophie Spitzer into the game for the first time. Sophie, 5'11 sophomore forward. Here's a three from the left wing corner that goes down for Marley Sancher, who gets the three. At the other end, Top spins, finds Spitzer way up high for three. Sophie misses, and the rebound comes down to Sarah Schmaltz. 1:55 to go, and at the other end, the layup goes down. Avery Sancher, or rather, Abby Hager with the layup. It's 54-35 Carrington. Right wing, Aniston Hornet, 1:35 to go, and a foul is called. And that one is on Marley Sancher, her first. Kennedy Pasternak throws the ball in, and it's banked home by Sienna Top, who gets her first basket, 56-35 Cards. Sarah Schmaltz against Sophie Spitzer, right side for Houck. Looks for the basket, cut not available, so Reese Gullickson is into the game for the first time. And a hand check is called on Sophie Spitzer, I believe, indeed. Her first and the team's fifth, so free throws for Sarah Schmaltz. The free throw rolls home. So Carrington gives up 39 per game, you say. 56-36. Second one is there, 56-37. You know, I'm going to take the blame on that. When they were stuck on 30, I stuck the foot in the mouth, didn't I? Boy, oh boy. And a timeout is called by head coach Andy Broughton. It'll be a quick one. Let's take it as well. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Back at it here, under a minute to play, and it's Kennedy Pasternak with a triple that is short, an air ball. Aniston Hornet tried to, I think, volleyball that to keep it in. Unsuccessful, it will go to rugby. 56-37 Carrington, a 9-1 start to the year. On the left side, Houck straight away for Hager. Basket cut, knocked away, nearly stolen by Harper Coleman, but down low, another block by Sienna Top. She's enjoying these last few minutes here. A couple blocks, a basket, doing a little bit of everything, Sienna. Off the inbound, a steal. Aniston Hornet. And a foul is called on Marley Sancher, 56-37. Carrington throw the ball in. It nearly gets stolen. Harper Coleman up ahead. Sophie Spitzer finds Aniston Hornet for the jumper that's long. And the rebound out of bounds. It goes to rugby. The final meaningful possession of the night coming up, you would think. And if rugby scores, then Carrington gives up right on their average. My goodness. Funny how those things work, isn't it? They look for the back cut. It's not there. Hauk with 10. Drives left. Goes left wing to Hager, who lost it momentarily. Hager spins, fires. Too strong. Rebound. Siena top. And that will do it. Carrington is 9-1 after a 56-37 win tonight over the Rugby Panthers. And we'll have our postgame report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues right after this.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned Good Neighbor Pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere, the ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns, plus we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Now, when I say this, I'm genuine about it. We don't plan that, but we are going to talk to Harper in a second. After we talk to her head coach, Andy Broughton, Harper's liner played out of the break, so perfect timing. But, Coach, that's a good rugby team, and really you guys controlled the basketball game very well, especially defensively.
Yeah, we can throw a lot of people in different spots. We're very versatile defensively, and our forwards can play out perimeter-wise, and our guards can kind of defend the post. So we can switch a lot of screens, and what people bring to us, we can defend that. So, and without really our shot blocker in the middle tonight, and we still defended really well.
You look at it, and everyone knows how good Bonstock is, and after the first quarter she shut out. I mean, that's great job defensively.
Yeah, she's got a motor, and we told the kids she gets past our first line of defense. You gotta step up, and whether you're willing to take a charge or at least get in the way and make her go around and shoot the ball instead of a layup, you know, that's what we talked about at halftime quite a bit.
And I thought Bryn had a really good game stepping into that starting role tonight as well.
Absolutely. She had a couple box outs. We told her, hey, you gotta box out every possession. But, you know, she hit some shots, and, you know, that's Bryn's kind of thing. Her corner shots is where we like to see Bryn shooting the ball.
And so now you get the win. You get to move on to Lisbon. And you started the year with a four-game winning streak. Now you've got a five-game winning streak. And a really nice start, 9-1. I know 2 years ago you guys started 10-0, but this is pretty good too.
Yeah, and that was a different division. We know the division is tougher, and we just got to keep building daily. And, you know, the kids push each other in practice. These kids, the ones that don't start the game, they want to get in the game, and they show coach, hey, I want to get in the game, and they keep working hard at practice, and that gives us so much depth and gives us the ability to improve when you're pushed like that.
It just dawned on me, perhaps it just dawned on you. I mean, 10 games, this is the halfway mark of the regular season. Does it feel like it?
It goes quick, and we tell the kids, especially our seniors, this is it. So we want to do something special. We want to keep improving and play our best at the end of the year.
We'll see you Friday night.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for coverage.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Bryden. We're going to get his sophomore. You might be guard, you might be forward. You're pretty versatile Harper. Harper Coleman. Great defense, great rebounding tonight. How important was defense, knowing how good their defense was coming in?
It's really good because they're way taller than us, so we need to buckle down and defend them more.
So how were you able to do that tonight?
I say just stay down and ready. Help defense helped a lot.
You guys had a tough night the other night shooting the ball. Seemed like tonight you came out, shot the ball with a lot more confidence as a team.
Yeah, it was way better.
Also nice when you can, you know, play on the court you practice on every day, right?
Yeah.
So how much are you enjoying this season? 9-1 now. It's halfway through the regular season. I know I can't get my head around that, but how enjoyable has this been?
Yeah, I think we're having a lot of fun as a team. We just all connect with each other, so yeah.
Lisbon on Friday, and chance to get another win.
Yep.
Congratulations, Harper.
Thank you.
Harper Coleman, sophomore, versatile player for Coach Bratton, joining us in postgame. We will come back and have numbers and get you ready for what's to come on KDAK the Cardinal. We'll do that in a moment when Carrington basketball continues after a 56-37 win over rugby.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special
great
discounts.
Job,
ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks, Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Carrington 9-1 after a 56-37 win over the Rugby Panthers. Tonight, let's give you the story of the game. And Carrington were led by a game-high 16 from freshman Mara Johnson, 13 including 10 after halftime for a second straight game for Eden Hornet. They got 9 from Bryn Smith, 7 from Cadence Van Ray, 5 from Aniston Hornet, and then 2 each from Isabel Wendell, Sienna Top, and Harper Coleman. For rugby, they were led by 8 points from Sarah Schmaltz, 6 each for Katie Sullivan and Elise Fonstock, 4 each for Allie Blessum, Avery Santger, and Hallie Houck, 3 for Marley Santger, and then 2 points for Abby Hager just at the end of the game. The game was tied twice. There were 2 lead changes. The biggest lead for rugby was 6-2. The biggest lead for Carrington was 22 points at 52-30. The fourth-ranked Cardinals are now 9-1 on the year. They will take on the Lisbon Broncos here Friday night at 6:45 right here on KDAK the Cardinal. It'll be the back end of a two-city split doubleheader for us on the Cardinal on Friday. But before all that, we will have Carrington boys basketball Thursday night in New Rockford taking on the undefeated New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets. That's the next time that we are with you here on KDAK the Cardinal, and we will have the KDAK the Cardinal YouTube page available to you for that one. Cardinals are playing well. They're 5-3 on the year, and they'll try and pick up win number 6 against a team that undoubtedly will want a measure of revenge after Carrington beat them a year ago in New Rockford, Cheyenne. As always, my thanks to the entire staff here at Carrington Public School. That is Principal Connor Weber, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and Superintendent Janelle Helm. Now speaking on behalf of them and our entire crew, including David Burrell, Lynn Lambrecht, Jess Sabanash, and everyone at our studio, thanks so much for the help. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them, my name is BJ Walters. One more time, our final count, the Carrington Cardinals are 9-1 halfway through this regular season of 2024-25. That after picking up a 56-37 win over the Rugby Panthers tonight. Until Thursday night in New Rockford, North Dakota, thanks so much for joining us for Carrington Cardinal basketball, and good night from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.